Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson in our second of our two-part series with Green County Medical Center. Today, we are talking with an exercise specialist, Emily Christensen, now joining us. And so, Emily, we last left off talking about intuitive eating and just kind of the psychological part of people eventually wanting to get weight loss. But I'm sure the other side of that coin is doing some exercising. So if you wouldn't mind just by first of all, kind of explaining to us some very simple exercises that people can do to help them lose weight and gain muscle.
Yeah. So exercise for everyone. I don't want to label it and say everyone needs to do this or everyone needs to do that. There's so many types of exercise. Just to name a few, there's cardio. So I think when people think of exercise, that's the one that they automatically kind of think of, the running on the treadmill, the maybe walking, biking. So those are just kind of your standards. And then lifting weights, stretching. Really, you need a good balance of all three of those in your routine and your habits.
Can you give us a little bit more of the guidelines as far as physical activity as it pertains to the information that's in the American College of Sports Medicine has?
Yeah, so the American College of Sports Medicine, what they are is it's an organization and it's all research and education based. And what they recommend for people is 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise. So moderate intensity, people are probably like, well, how do you determine that? Where, yes, you're working, but you're not breathless. You're not feeling like, oh, I can't just do this workout. It's something that it's going to take work, but it's definitely manageable. So they recommend 150 minutes of that. Okay. On the other side of it, maybe you don't want to do 150 minutes. Maybe you're one of those individuals that can run at a high intensity or can bike at a high intensity, they recommend then 75 minutes per week.
So with those guidelines to kind of operate under, I mean, some of us maybe haven't been to the gym for a while. Some of us haven't been to the gym because of the COVID situation, but now those are starting to lighten up again and people are being more comfortable going back to the gym. Or maybe somebody hasn't been to the gym ever and wants to just start going to the gym. I'm sure it can be for some of us a little bit overwhelming to see all the equipment that's at our disposal and where should we start. So do you have any tips or strategies to kind of help those folks get started off when they go to the gym?
Yeah, and that is the hard part about maybe getting back into the gym or maybe starting new to the gym. Just the overwhelming feeling and maybe they're worried about people looking at them. Just tips and tricks that I've learned is don't worry about people looking at you. They are focused on themselves, and they're probably worried, is that individual looking at me too? And then if you have your workout, like let's say you are going to go ahead and lift some weights, I recommend prepping at home, going through those movements at home. So when you get in the gym, you're not like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I feel silly, so I'm just going to stop, and I'm just going to go walk on the treadmill for 10 minutes.
Well, and jumping off for that, I think some people that maybe aren't familiar with how to use weight machines or maybe get a little intimidated, think, and maybe overthink, hey, I need to lift a lot of weight in order to get some muscle quick and burn a lot of fat. Do you have any tips or strategies there to kind of help us determine how much weight we should be lifting versus too much and overshooting our goals?
Yeah, so big thing, repetition is key. So that's going to be repetition is how many of that movement can you do? So weightlifters should do about 10 to 12 reps per muscle of their choice, and the weight used based on your fitness level. So let's say you're new to the gym. I'm just going to say like a novice. Let's start out with those 5 pounds. So if you can get to, you're going to do 10 reps. If you get to that 10th one and it's really easy, then that's your sign that you can move up. So let's increase that to 15. Okay, you're going to do 15 weights. Let's say you do a bicep curl for 10 times. If that 9th and 10th one is pretty challenging, but you can still maintain good form and still complete it, that's where you kind of need to stick around. So a judgment call to be, well, should I increase, would be that 10 rep kind of challenge, I would say. So test out what weight, if you can do 10 of them, but it's challenging, you're kind of at your right weight then.
And in today's day and age where people have a lot of things going on in their lives, it's helter-skelter for some people, just busy, go, go, go all the time and claim they don't have any time to put towards a workout or do exercising or any of that sort. What can you say to those people to kind of help out and maybe find that time for exercising?
And that is the difficult thing. I mean, between if you've got a job, if you work full time, let's say you've got kids, you've got the grandkids, there's just a lot of factors that can, quote unquote, get in the way of exercise. So just even starting out 10 minutes, be like, everyone has 10 minutes to give in their day. Maybe you're going to get up a little earlier, or maybe, okay, instead of watching TV at night, which I really want to do, 10 minutes, I'm going to do some squats on the couch. I'm going to do some sit to stands. Maybe you do some burpees. Just things like that. Keep it simple and use your body weight. A lot of people are like, well, I don't have things at home. That's fine. A lot of people don't. Body weight is one of the best tools we can use, and it doesn't have to be complicated. Let's say you don't know any moves. YouTube is a great resource. Instagram, I know a lot of people use Instagram, and dare I say it, TikTok. A lot of people do use TikTok, especially the younger generation. But I would encourage, if you're going to look up those resources, just make sure they're reliable sources. So they do have their credentials of personal training. They're using correct form. That way you're not getting in danger of injuring yourself or anything like that.
And finally here, Emily, I know that, you know, when people age, they maybe can't do as much, lift as much when they were in younger ages. And even the teenagers that grow up and get a little older, still the same effect. They may not be able to do as much, or maybe they're able to do more than when they were in their teens. Can you just give us some overall general information about different kinds of workouts as you progress in your age range?
And I think it's important to kind of assess yourself and manage your expectations. So I'm just going to use, for example, my dad. So when he was 20, his goals were probably more aesthetically pleasing. So like if he wanted big biceps or big muscles or anything like that, his goal then is a little different than now. So he did have a heart attack. So now this was years ago, but now looking at more of what are my health benefits? What are my cardiovascular benefits? And I think a lot of people need to manage that. A lot of people are new to the gym and think, well, I need to be lifting weights or something like that. In reality, is it going to benefit you? So just think, what does my body need? I would say, especially for those that are 50, 60 range, we need to start thinking about, okay, what is the best way I can exercise for my body? So that's going to be stretching. That's going to be more aerobic or that cardio. And I do want some resistance exercises in there, like adding in some bicep curls, some leg exercises, because we don't want to lose that muscle either, but also just kind of assess what your needs are.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our second of our two-part series with Green County Medical Center as exercise specialist Emily Christensen joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.